Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace. Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is one of the most important practices in Buddhism, simply because hatred or disliking someone, holding a grudge, that leads to more negative karma. It's similar to the metaphor that's in the Dhammapada, which is those who have negative actions, those actions will follow them like a cart follows an ox. So what this metaphor is really saying is that whatever you harbor in your heart, all those negative emotions become your burden to bear. So learning to forgive, especially because none of us are superhuman, we all make mistakes, is a very, very important and crucial part of your spiritual life. Because if you can't learn to forgive others, well, then that thought, that feeling is going to fester and grow in your heart and consume you. Until that's all you think about, that's all you feel. And it's not very pleasant, is it? It's this feeling of, and I'm sorry if you hear some rumbling in the background, that's just my cat. She's nestled up next to me. But it's really awful to be consumed by hatred or dislike of someone else, because then that's all you see. And you constantly see and think and feel the presence of this person that you distinctly don't like. So as a result of that, I think forgiveness is a very important part of my spiritual practice, and I very much try not to stay angry at people for very long. However, that is much easier said than done. So for this episode, I really wanted to bring in a story that kind of demonstrates why forgiveness makes so much sense in your spiritual practice, especially according to Buddhist philosophy. So there's actually two stories. So the first one is this, and I think I actually most recently heard this one on YouTube, but it is a pretty common story in Buddhist circles. Anyhow, so it's a very short story and it goes like this. There was a man who was very, very mad, and one day they went to the Buddha and they spat on them because they were so angry and so furious and so mad. Then a day passes and they realize, oh my God, like I screwed up. I fucked up here. Like I shouldn't have done that. That was really awful of me. And they go back to the Buddha and they say, I'm so sorry. Will you please forgive me? Like I spat on you. And then the Buddha says to them, well, the person that you spat on is no longer here. And in that particular line, the Buddha highlights how every single day produces a different version of ourselves. That this whole idea of a past self is really a thought in our heads. We cannot cling to the past. Everything that's happened in the past is actually a memory that lives in our head. We have no connection to that person that we used to be. Because biologically speaking, all of those cells have probably changed or died. Even mentally, we have absorbed and reabsorbed and mixed up a lot of different functions. So essentially, you are not the same person that you were yesterday. So for Buddha to kind of be mad about that, they would have to have an attachment to the past, and they would have to identify with the person that they were yesterday. And this might be a little bit meta. So I wanted to bring in a different story as well, because I think that story really demonstrates the power of forgiveness, that how profound it is when, despite people doing bad things to you, you're able to forgive so easily and openly. I think that's a very beautiful thing. However, in real life, it's very difficult to kind of actualize the practice of forgiveness with that perspective. I know some people can, I certainly cannot, because if I'm mad at somebody, I'm not going to think, well, I don't need to be mad at them. I forgive them because that was the past version of myself. Well, I'm way too attached to the past version of myself to feel that like there's no connection there and I forgive someone just like that. So there's a different story actually. So, and this is a story I actually heard and read from Ajahn Brahm, I believe in one of his books. I think it's the first one, Who Ordered the Truckload of Dung. If you're ever interested in Ajahn Brahm, please check out the link in my link tree on my Instagram at the.daily.dharma. It's also in the bio as well if you're curious. Anyhow, so let's go to the story. So once upon a time, in somewhere around the world, there was a temple. And a man who was short on cash broke into the temple, stole its money, and he got caught. He got arrested. He was thrown into jail for like 10 years. And now, after he got out of jail, the man was super mad at this temple, and he just wanted to come and steal again. But this time, the monk was there. The head monk of the temple was there. And he fully saw that this man was going to steal from the temple. He's literally going to just take the donation box, which doesn't even have any, whatever. I'm not saying there's anything moral about stealing from a temple, but my point is that, like, you know, the monk was there. Like, he saw the man, like, attempting to steal. But what the man found really strange was that the monk was not trying to stop him. And then the man was like, hey, like, I'm, like, robbing you right now. Like, why aren't you angry? Why aren't you trying to stop me? Like, I'm doing it again. And I believe what the monk said is that you could take the money. It doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to us. We'll be okay. There's tons of donations all the time. However, if you take that, you're probably going to be putting your path in your life in the wrong path again. And that moment of forgiveness, this sense of, wow, I totally stole from this person, from this person's temple, and he's not even mad at me. In fact, he's like, go ahead, take the money, it's fine. That impressed the man so much that he decided that he was not going to steal the money, and instead he was going to learn some Buddhist philosophy, some Dharma, and he was going to live a better life. And that's what he did. And I think in both of these scenarios, we have a story where a person has acted badly, a very common occurrence in all of our lives, and also the person who is actually on the receiving end of that behavior chooses to react differently. And I think that is the true power of forgiveness. It's that you not only get to surprise other people, but yourself, because it's very much encoded into our brains from movies, media, society, the people around us, that there is an acceptable form of hatred. There is an acceptable form of a grudge. There's no, like, somebody who lives completely without anger is pretty much non-existent in modern daily life. I don't know if you know anyone like that, but I certainly haven't. And that's normal. Living without anger requires a significant amount of spiritual energy, development, and discipline. And most of us who are stuck in jobs and who are working and studying and too busy and not really at the level yet to, not necessarily level, but we don't have the time and space in our lives yet to actually devote to spiritual practice and to truly develop an interest in it. We haven't really gotten the capacity to really forgive so easily and so readily. But the last piece of these stories that really demonstrates why forgiveness is so powerful is because of the positive influence that it exudes both within ourselves and to the person. Because in both scenarios, we have someone who was angry, who's doing something bad, who's misbehaving. And then as a result of forgiveness, the entire atmosphere has changed. Instead of being an antagonistic situation where one person is going to be hurt by the other, we have a situation that's actually full of love and light, because there's no anger. There's only forgiveness. And I think forgiveness in general is much, much more than just an action. It's an attitude. It's an attitude that basically says, you know what? No amount of bad from anyone else in the world is worth the pain of me holding their actions in my head, in my heart, every day during my life. Life is so much more than the actions of other people. Life is so much more than the good and the bad and the ugly that they do to me. Instead, I want my life to be about my actions, about my thoughts, about my words. And I'm not going to let the bad behavior of other people disrupt that. I'm not going to let the bad behavior of other people disrupt my peace, because I've earned my peace and their bad behavior has nothing to do with me. And as a result, I think forgiveness is more or less a way of life. It's a perspective that you hold in your heart. And as bad things or good things happen to you, caused or indirectly or directly from other people, you more or less are prepared. You're already prepared with your reaction because you know that what they do is irrelevant to you, that your peace is number one. So that is my episode on forgiveness. I think it was very fitting considering last week's episode was on anger. I hope you enjoyed the episode. It was very short again, and I hope you are able to take this little nugget of Buddhist philosophy and knowledge and apply it in your real life. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back with another episode next week. Stay safe, everyone.